Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship, I want to repeat the verse that we shared last time when the Apostle Paul was at Thessalonica, and the response that he got from the folks that were there, mostly the Jews, was positive, except for a group of them that wanted no part of his message. And they brought out in verse 7, whom Jason hath received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. Now you see contrasted the decrees of Caesar, and then you see contrast the decrees of the Bible, the Word of God, that Jesus is indeed the King, King Jesus. And this contrast stirred the hearts of these Jewish people to the place that they threatened Jason. They couldn't find Paul and Silas. They were able to hide them and got them out of the city, as we're going to see in today's message, by night, and were able to get him out. But where does Paul and Silas go once they make it to the next city in Berea? They go right back to the synagogue, the place where the people got upset and angry and wanted to have them arrested and put in prison. They go right back to that. Now, some people would say, now, why would you do something like that? Here's the point. The burden that he had for the Jewish souls was greater than the danger that he might face. Now, let that just soak in just a moment. Paul and Silas had a burden to reach these Jewish people with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the burden of that was greater. Now, we're going to see that he is going to, in the next chapter, he is going to dust himself off because the Jews just will have nothing to do with it. And he said, lo, I turn to the Gentiles. But his burden at this time was to see his people come to faith in Christ, and that burden was greater than whatever danger he might experience. I wonder in our own hearts and lives if we have that same kind of urgency. Our previous pastor, Dr. Dayton Hobbs, used to call it deadline urgency. Realizing that we are near the time of our Lord's return. We are near to the tribulation period. We are near to His second coming. And so we have an urgency, do we not? There should be an urgency in our hearts and minds and souls for those around us that are lost. And should that burden be greater to us than any kind of answer we might get from them or danger that might put us into? Well, in Paul and Silas's case, the burden was greater. And we need to have that same sense, I believe, today as we meet people, as we come into contact with our neighbors and so forth. Do we have a burden for them that they know our Christ, that they see Him? That is such an important thing, and I'm rebuked many times as I see Paul and Silas continue to go back to the synagogue, because of their burden to see those Jews come to faith in Jesus Christ. May our burden for our neighbors and our friends and our family be greater than any perceived danger or perceived response, negative, that we might receive. May we know the gospel and desire to share it with others.